Activists slam self-identified trans women in women's prisons, they wanted their penises to work. By Penny Starr on May 30, 2022. Michelle Layel Norseworthy, a biological male who lives as a woman and gained fame for suing the government for the right to have taxpayer-funded sex surgery, is slamming the law in California that allows men who self-identify as women to be housed in women's prisons. Norseworthy, who served a sentence for murdering a man in 1987, says men are using the law to have access to incarcerated women. "I didn't mean for this to happen," Norseworthy told Redux, a self-described magazine outlet, in an interview. "My case in 2015 opened up a doorway. And, I am waiting for the states to apologize to women. I didn't mean for this to happen. Women are the most subdued people on the planet, all over." While serving the sentence for murder in a male prison, Norseworthy was the victim of a brutal hours-long gang rape in 2009, the outlet reported. Following the attack, Norseworthy, who was diagnosed by a prison psychologist with gender dysmorphia, decided to undergo sex change surgery but was denied by the state of California. Following the denial, Norseworthy filed a lawsuit against the state in 2014 and subsequently won as a judge ordered the state to pay for the former inmate's surgery, Breitbart News reported in 2015. Despite being lauded as a trailblazer for transgender inmate rights, Norseworthy is now worried that SB 132, a law that allows male inmates, who self-identify as female, to be placed in women's prison, may impact female inmates' safety. Norseworthy told the outlet he believes the law is in place due to powerful trans activist organizations. Norseworthy said that the law is linked to the Prison Rape Elimination Act, PREA, which is meant to protect transgender inmates from sexual abuse. Norseworthy said she knows a lot of the inmates, and not one of them has anything in their file that says they'd been a victim of sexual assault. Moreover, Norseworthy told the outlet that the first 10 male inmates transferred to the California Central Women's Facility were put in solitary confinement for trying to have sexual relationships with female inmates. Norseworthy's sources inside also told her that male transfers to stop pursuing transition. "The moment they arrived, they stopped their hormones or didn't want the surgery anymore. Why?" Norseworthy said. "Because they wanted their penises to work." Norseworthy told Redux that efforts are underway to seek a full review and possible rewrite of SB 132, including allowing female inmates and women's rights groups to have a seat at the table. Norseworthy said, added that trans people are developing power that stomps on women's rights. "I'm sick and tired of having more power and right to be a woman than a woman who was born a woman," Norseworthy said in the article. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.